Well, as the last segment of our show this week, we have our inbox, as we always do, and we have the fabulous Candace Waters on the line. Hey, Candace.
Lisa, you're very kind. Hi. It's good to hear you.
Very good to have you. Hey, you are fabulous, so I could say that. I can decide to make that judgment. And you're fabulous in part because you give great wisdom, especially to our relationship questions. And I know that you think and pray over these before answering them. And so we appreciate your investment in us, in this audience.
Thanks, Lisa. It's a privilege to get to do it. I'm really thankful.
Well, you definitely have got your work cut out for you with this question this week. I'm not even sure how in the world I would answer this one. So I'm going to be leaning on you here. This listener says, I recently started courting a godly, respected man, and our relationship is moving toward marriage. However, there's one hitch. I am attracted to someone else. While it felt like providence, the way my boyfriend and I were brought together, I know in my heart I still love the other man. Is this wrong of me? Do I need to break up with my boyfriend, or do I lay aside my attraction and choose to love the one I'm dating?
Well, you certainly could make that choice. You know, you've probably heard it 1,000 times. Love is a decision, not a feeling. And our feelings are so fickle, and they lead us astray. And so we have to recognize them as an important part of who we are, but not the defining element. But I think there's some room here for some caution. And the first caution I would give is that we have to be so careful when we start to talk about things in our lives being providential. And I think that's because we love to have coincidences that look like signs that seem to be saying this is God's will for my life, because it takes out that element of risk and it helps us to feel less apprehensive that maybe we're going to make a mistake. And you know, you don't want to make a decision about marriage based on the fact that you thought God showed me I should marry this guy because of X, Y, or Z. Because when you hit trouble in your marriage, and you will because you're marrying a sinner and you're a sinner, it's too easy to look back and say, oh, I must have misread the signs. I obviously married the wrong person. And that's not the case. Once you get married, that is the right person. And that is because marriage, at its essence, and I just heard John Piper talk about this morning on one of his Ask Pastor John podcasts. He said, marriage at its essence is about covenant-making and covenant-keeping between the husband and the wife. That's the core of what is that marriage. And so once you're married, the person you've married is the right person, and your job at that point is to stay married to that person to the glory of God. And you may meet someone after you're married that you think you love or that you think you could love, and you will be tempted to think, I married the wrong person. And I will just tell you right now, that's the enemy. That's Satan trying to lie to you because you didn't. Once you're married, that's it. And so the caution is, to not let yourself go down that path in your mind that you're still in love with someone. You're not with that person anymore. So something happened that you didn't marry that person. And so probably that person is going to be somebody else's husband. And so it's just, I think the best thing you could do is start practicing and exercising those mental muscles that whenever you think of him, you pray and ask the Lord to help you think about the Lord or help you think about something else. You know, memorize scriptures that talk about taking every thought captive to make them obedient to Christ. And stop meditating on him and stop dwelling on him or even fantasizing about him, because he is not the one that you're marrying. And my guess is that even if you broke up with your current boyfriend, which may be the right thing to do, it sounds like you won't necessarily then go and be able to marry this other person. And so this is a challenge for you, because this temptation won't be isolated to this one guy. There's a really good chance that at some point in the future, you know, you'll be married and you'll meet someone and go, oh man, he would have been awesome. Well, that's just temptation to sin right there. And you have to just, you know, shut it down the minute you have that thought. You think, oh, my Lord and God, help me not to think these thoughts and help me to be faithful. And, you know, this is where the church is so important, to be able to have a very close, godly woman in your life, an older woman that you can confess these sorts of sins to and have some accountability and help. I don't think that, though, that means you should or shouldn't marry this guy. So to your specific situation, don't overplay and don't overestimate what you think as providential, because a lot of times it's just circumstantial. Mm-hmm. And remember that providence is something that grows out of the doctrine of God's sovereignty, which says that God is over and in charge of and directing all things throughout all of history for his own ends and for his own glory. So that is God's sovereignty. And even though he is, yes, over all things, you are still responsible for how you live in the life that he's given you. And so you have to take your thought life captive and make it obedient to Christ. And that means not fantasizing about someone that you're not with. Now, should you marry the guy you're with? Well, that's another matter entirely, and it sounds like maybe some, you know, pre-engagement counseling would go a long way, being with a pastor and talking through some of these things. But if you find that you cannot imagine yourself married to this man without loving someone else, I think at a minimum I would say don't move forward to marriage.
Okay. All right, Candace, thanks for weighing in on that one. Good comprehensive advice there. So, okay, that is it for this week's show, folks. As always, we want to hear from you. Do write to us at editor@boundless.org and hop over to the blog and give us some feedback there as well. Do share the show with your friends. It could be the perfect Christmas gift as we head into the holiday season. So you can tell them about Boundless as we head into 2015. So that is it for this week's show. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.